Margot.
I'm not saying you have to break up with him. Mom, that is what you're saying. I'm just saying, read the reports. See for yourself. If you're giving them to me, I already know what's in them. Just read them.
Margot gestures to the pile of papers on the coffee table.
Bobby did not want to have this conversation. Maddie's out at taekwondo practice, so it's up to her, of course. Bobby's exact words had been, "It's your political career you're worried about, so you handle it."
Whatever those papers say, Mom, Ryan's a good person. He's a kind person. He's good to me.
He's been on extremist sites, Joss. He posts under a false name on sites that talk about organizing terror attacks. They have links with some of those groups.
Jocelyn is crying now, frustrated, angry tears.
He'd never do that. He probably just wanted to see what they're saying, Mom. We met online. We both go to some crazy sites.
Margot picks up one of the pages at random, reads out the highlighted section.
Buck you, nice name he's picked there, says, "Things have gotten out of hand. Those North Star camps, for one thing. If people knew what they were learning there, we'd put a bullet in every girl in the place."
She pauses, looks at Jocelyn.
Joss says, "How do they even know that's him?"
Margot waves at the thick file of documents.
"Oh, I don't know. They have their ways."
This is the tricky part. Margot holds her breath. Will Joss buy it?
Joss looks at her, lets out one quick sob.
"The Department of Defense is vetting you, isn't it? Because you're going to be a senator, and they want you on the defense committee like you told me?"
Hook, line, and sinker.
"Yes, Jocelyn. That is why the FBI found this stuff. Because I have an important job, and I'm not going to apologize for that."
She pauses.
"I thought we were in this together, honey. And you need to know that this Ryan's not what you think.
He was just trying something out, probably. Those are things from 3 years ago. We all say stupid stuff online, okay? Just to get a reaction."
Margot sighs.
"I don't know if we can be sure of that, honey."
"I'll talk to him. He's..."
Joss starts crying again. Loud, long, deep sobs. Margot scoots towards her on the couch, puts a tentative arm around Joss's shoulders. Joss sinks into her, burying her face in Margot's chest and crying, just like she did when she was a child.
"There'll be other boys, honey. There'll be other better boys."
Joss lifts her face.
"I thought we were supposed to be together."
"I know, sweetheart, because of your..."
Margot hesitates over the word.
"Because of your problem. You wanted someone who'd understand."
She wishes they'd been able to find help for Joss. They're still looking. But the older she gets, the more intractable the problem seems to be. Sometimes she has all the power she wants, and sometimes nothing. Joss's sobs slow to a trickle. Margot brings her a cup of tea, and they sit in silence for a while on the couch, Margot's arm around Joss. After a long while, Margot says,
"I still think we can find some help for you. If we could find someone to help you, well, you'd just be able to like normal boys."
Joss puts her cup down on the table slowly. She says,
"Do you really think so?"
And Margot says,
"I know it, honey, I know it. You can be just like all the other girls. I know we can fix it for you."
This is what it means to be a good mother. Sometimes you can see what your kids need better than they can.